With one of the lowest cigarette tax rates in the U.S., Virginia has become the destination for smugglers who can make an easy six-figure profit by transporting a vanload of legally obtained smokes to high-tax states like New York. It's so lucrative that it competes with the illegal drug trade. Currently, it's legal in Virginia for one person to buy fewer than 25 cartons of cigarettes and transport them across state lines, and the commission debated whether or not to change that. Chairman and Delegate Rob Bell also discussed the parameters of increasing the penalties.
Lowering the felony threshold from 300 cartons to 50 cartons. And then misdemeanor offense should be raised from Class 2 to Class 1, and the penalty for sexual assault Class 1 to Class 6.
These measures could double jail time, with the first-class misdemeanor offense punishable by up to a year in jail. A felony conviction could land a person behind bars for up to 5 years for a first offense and 10 years for subsequent ones. The commission also recommended allocating additional law enforcement resources and giving police the authority to seize vehicles used in cigarette trafficking. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.